Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in to 94.1 FM WHST and AM 1340 WLEW. We're here this morning with our What Do You Think program, and we are here with Carrie Granz, and she is the program coordinator for the Thumb Community Health Partnership. And she's here today to speak with us about their Children's Behavioral Health campaign. And, well, I'll let her take over from here and give it right here. Hello, Carrie, and welcome to the program. Welcome to the studio and the Thumb Community Health Partnerships. I guess that's a good part to start. What is that?
Yeah, so thanks for having me, first of all.
No problem.
Secondly, the Thumb Community Health Partnership is a partnership among Health and Human Services organizations across four counties. So here on Sanilac, Tuscola, and Lapeer County, we work with all of the community mental health agencies, all the hospitals, all of the health departments, as well as MDHHS now, the Great Start Collaboratives, 211 Northeast Michigan, and the Sanilac County Community Foundation. So all together, there's 29 organizations that work with us in creating and developing information for our communities to build a healthier community. So the partnership was formed back in 2019 under a planning grant, and now we're under a network development grant. But kind of throughout the last 3 years of the grant that we have, we've been addressing different health concerns in our communities. Some of you may be familiar with our Man Therapy program, our Women to Women program. We are doing a lot of different things to help bring additional resources and programs to our community because we know that a collaborative effort can help address and reach more people in our communities since we're in a rural community. And so today I'm here to talk a little bit about our Children's Behavioral Health campaign that actually was kind of formed due to a behavioral health needs assessment that we conducted back in 2021.
I saw that, yeah, and that was interesting. So some surveys to actually let you know where you're at.
Yeah, to identify some gaps that we maybe have in our communities. And so with that community health needs assessment that was distributed across the four counties that we work with, we found one very prominent key finding, and that there was a lack of awareness of services that are available and how to navigate those services in our community.
Very much so. I think the navigate, too, is a big thing sometimes because it can be overwhelming if you've never dealt with anything, whether it's buying a house or dealing with medical nature of things. Sometimes you don't know where to start, and that can be a hindrance point. So
yeah, and so our partners decided that with that finding, that we would develop a campaign that brings awareness of services and provides families and our community members with information on finding the help that they need. So one of the big key kind of messages or ideas that the campaign is addressing is stigma. We know that in our rural community, stigma is very high when it comes to mental health. Mental health is often a taboo topic.
Yeah.
It's just uncomfortable for people. And so being able to bring information for families in our community and community members to help address the needs of the children in our region is really the goal and the point of the campaign.
Well, I think that's great. And like you said, too, the stigma of things, you know, that's a touchy subject for people, and understandably so. You know, it can be you know, you're just not sure how to feel about it, and so you might be worried about, well, you know, you keep some things to yourself. A lot of this, like we were talking a little bit before we started the program, I know I've dealt with some of this stuff myself too, and so I can understand all that you're talking about and how there can be a lot of barriers, not even physical ones, but sometimes just the ones within the realm of your own mind. And well, what are people going to think if I were to, you know, I feel like this, but I don't know if I should say it. And so I think that's very helpful, the stuff that you are doing in your organization, you know, dispersing materials and trying to bring awareness and make it easier for people to maybe delve into if they're feeling certain ways.
Yeah, and I will say, too, that we are distributing these materials. So we have materials that are developed for kind of three key target audiences. One is children, so that 5 to 10-year-old age group, in identifying what are emotions. So we've identified kind of key messages for each of our target audiences. And so for those children, you know, we're identifying what are those emotions. So, you know, explaining what happy, sad, calm, fear, and anger are, and what that might look or feel like to a child. So being able to, you know, simplify that enough for a child to understand, because, you know, as children, that's where they're going to learn those coping skills. That's where they're going to learn that emotional intelligence at a young age. And so being able to supply families and our schools and those that work with children regularly with these materials to help kind of use them as a guide to start these conversations at a young age is really what we're hoping will happen with the children's material.
For sure, because, you know, it's like you said, it's nice that you've got them kind of broken down into these different categories. You'll talk about the other ones too, but because, you know, it's easy to forget as you become an adult what it's like for a child. And so when you're speaking to a child, you know, it's like you got to try to take your mind back to that place of like, okay, how did I understand things when I was a kid? So to have these materials available to maybe help bring adults back to that time of like, listen, this is how a kid understands for these kind of age brackets would be a helpful, like you said, guidelines to maybe get, if there's a concern, a conversation rolling.
Yeah. And then I will say, too, and you brought up a good point, it's more of a starting a conversation. So, you know, normalizing those conversations about what they're experiencing or what they're feeling or what their emotions are. And that's the whole goal of kind of all of the materials that we have for each of our target audiences.
Right.
And we just want this conversation, these materials, to help start those conversations, because mental health doesn't have to be a taboo topic. It can be something that we talk about, whether it's good mental health or bad mental health. It's important that all of these conversations are happening and, you know, people are able to talk about those feelings that they're maybe experiencing.
Right, for sure.
And then our next target audience is adolescents. And so that's kind of the 11 to 18-year-olds. And the materials really explain that those common mental health conditions that adolescents may be experiencing. So like stress, anxiety, and depression. So a lot of times, you know, people may say, oh, man, I'm really stressed. But like, what does that mean or what does that feel like? And so being able to identify that and give these this kind of explanation and simplified messages to these teens to say, okay, well, that's what I'm feeling, so I need to talk to somebody about that,
right?
Or
and
find someone to talk to.
I was gonna
about
exactly, maybe not even just from the you know, parental or perspective, but also for the kids. You know, sometimes it's hard to explain what you're feeling. And especially when you're younger. And so, you know, with some of the materials being distributed, you might know how you feel, but might not have the words.
Yeah.
And so amongst that kind of stuff, maybe you come across and it's like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And then also for the adolescents, we have a lot of resources for those teens provided on our website. So that's going to be thumbhealth.org/teen resources. And those are resources that are specific to teens. So like the B1 Pledge project that Rascal Flatts has, the Trevor Project, MDHHS has some Stay Well programs that are, again, specific to teens. And so being able to give them those resources as well to explore on their own, if they maybe are afraid to ask for help, they
sure
can maybe, again, give them some tools to help identify what they're feeling so that they can figure out how to, you know, explain that to an adult so they can get the help that they need.
To start basically building bridges of communication.
Yes.
You know, getting at least a starting point, like, to vault from, so to speak.
Yes.
You know, because that's the other thing too, that 11 to 18 year group, there's a lot of things happening.
Yes.
For young people. Yes. Of that age. I mean, we've all been through it too, and so many changes are taking place that it's a difficult time.
Yes, for sure. And then kind of our last audience is adults, so anybody 18 years and older, and really identifying those signs and symptoms of mental health issues in children. So whether you're a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, teacher, guardian, whomever, if you're dealing with children, so giving you the materials to understand, or giving you the resources and tools to understand and identify what what the signs are and what the symptoms that your children may be having, so that they you can start those conversations asking, okay, I see that, you know, you're losing weight, or you're not eating, or you look exhausted, you know, can you, you know, what's going on?
Lost interest in
things. Yes, you lost interest in your hobbies.
Your hobby, right, a big one, you know.
So being able to kind of identify some of those signs and symptoms, so that, you know, the adults in our community can identify those and, you know, start having those conversations with the teens and children in our community so that they can get the help that they need if they do need, you know, to seek services. There are lots of people out there. We have lots of services here in our communities. So being able to identify those. I will say, too, all of the materials for adults, I'll take them to our website, which is thumbhealth.org/get help. And on that website, you will find a comprehensive list of all of the mental health providers that are in our region, as well as in the state of Michigan. So if they do need services, and maybe you don't want to, or maybe you don't know where to find a mental health provider, there is a list. And each county has a list that the community mental health agencies have put together. So that information is all readily available on our website, so that if, you know, their children or even themselves, if they need services, you know, because a lot of times, you know, adults, you know, deal with mental health issues as well. So being able to, and so being able to provide them with where they can go to find those services.
Well, that's what I was speaking of your website. I was actually spending a little bit of time this morning before you got in looking at the website. And I was going to say that at some point, now that you touched on it, was like, yeah, it was, it's a very nice layout. The website, it's very clean, and it's very, like you said, there's information, you know, on some of, there's like, here's Tuscola County and some of the partners that we work with, and here's Lapeer, and here's this, this, and that, and it's just, it's a great source to, like we were talking about earlier, sometimes it's hard to know. The first step can be the hardest.
Yes.
On a 1,000-mile journey, the first step is the most difficult, you know, because you don't know which direction maybe to go, and so you guys seem like you're kind of filling that gap. You know, and that's a huge gap to fill, just getting people, here's a starting point.
Yes, yes, you know? By having those conversations. And all the materials and the whole campaign, again, is centered around the idea that we can normalize these conversations with our children and teens. And just being able to provide these tools to our families, I'm hoping, and our hope is as a partnership, is that families aren't going to feel that they're alone on their journey. Because, you know, all children's mental health journeys are going to be different. They're going to look different. But being able to have some of these tools and resources to help throughout, it's really our goal. And the campaign is something that we have distributed to schools, all of our healthcare providers that we work with, daycare centers, and other places where families visit. So it's very important that we have this information where families frequent.
Absolutely. Well, and like you said, those are the places that, you know, the kids are going to see. And you just never know, you know. I mean, all these places that you're distributing and the materials you're distributing, the content of the materials, you never know what might be the one thing, the one sentence that actually connects. Because like you said, you know, we're not all, we have a lot of similarities as a species, but there's also, we're not all cookie cutter versions of each other. So, you know, who, what might stick out to who, you never know.
Yeah. And I will say that the material started going out at the beginning of March. So information will be being sent home in Friday folders. You'll see information in the schools if you're at events, as well as our healthcare providers in the waiting rooms, maybe in pediatrician offices. So again, those materials will be out there. If there are families or agencies in the community that would like materials at their organization, they can reach out directly to me. And my contact information is going to be tchpmore@gmail.com. Or they can call me directly, which is going to be 810-895-2918. So if you need, you want to request copies of materials, that's where you can go to reach me so that I can provide you with a packet of materials.
Right, I was going to say, somebody maybe who isn't involved directly with you guys yet, but maybe hears about it and says, oh, that'd be nice. There's the information that they can get in contact with you and maybe figure out about getting some things to distribute.
Yeah.
And as a side note, I'm very glad you read all that, because you said it much more clearly. I felt like I was kind of mush-mouthed on it when I was reading through it, and I'm like, very good.
Yeah.
You enunciate very well.
Yeah, thanks. And I will say that in each of the, like, a packet of information, you know, there's posters, there's flyers, there's little rack cards that are, again, specific to teens, like they're like phone images.
Right.
Because we know teens really resonate with maybe their cell phones. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, the children's, they're bright, they're full of color, they're very attractive for children. So we tried to really develop these materials with those kind of traits,
yes,
so yeah, to speak, for each of our audiences so that they would be attractive to our target audiences.
I think that's great because what it reminded me of was like advertisement, but this being used as a positive form of advertisement,
you
know, rather than trying to get people to buy a certain thing. It's like, well, look, you know, kids respond to different things in this age group than young adults respond to in this age group, and so it's just good that you guys had the foresight to put together, you know, packets that will resonate amongst these various age groups, I think.
Yeah, and I guess going back to also where you can find information, if you go on our website, there also will be a Google Drive that you'll have to request access to. So all of this materials, all of these materials will be available on there. You can download, print what you need, and different things on off of that Google Drive as well. But no, I'm excited to be able to be here to talk about all of this and really be able to share this. And hopefully, you know, it reaches those in our community. Again, if you want to request information, my contact information, you can call me. That'd probably be the easiest.
Yeah.
And that number is going to be 810-895-2918. And again, I am just excited to be here and excited to be able to offer this, offer these materials to our community and offer this campaign to really help break down that stigma around mental health, because I will say that we all play a role in helping to improve and support children's mental health. If we aren't going to be advocates for our children in our community, who will be? And so being able to have this, and now that I have a child of my own, this is really resonating with me, with the idea that mental health is something that we can all have those conversations, even if they are tough, but just starting is kind of that first step. And I don't know if we said what the title of this campaign was.
Because I had that highlighted myself,
yeah,
too. Because like we said, I want to make sure, because I get that right, because you're some community health partnerships, and that's kind of an umbrella of many people, and you do many things.
Yes.
Particularly here today is for the Children's Behavioral Health Campaign, which is called...
We're in this together, take the first step. So that first step is really starting those conversations, and then, you know, obviously, like I had mentioned, everybody's mental health journey looks different, but
sure,
just taking that first step is the first thing that we can do in our community to help educate and teach about emotions and feelings and mental health. So,
well, absolutely, because, you know, it's just it's like, you know, you learn about math, you learn about science, you learn about biology and all those sorts of things. It's just another thing to learn about that's a key part of life, you know.
Yeah.
And so, and it's one of those that are confusing. Math, you can figure out 2 + 2 = 4 fairly easily. I thought it was 5 until last year, but then someone finally corrected me. But but you know, with the mental health thing, it's like you said, it's such a individual journey that each person is on. And so just getting that starting point to get it figured out. And like I said, I've dealt with that throughout the course of my life too. I've got they call obsessive compulsive disorder, and so that can be beneficial, and it can drive you nuts. You know, sometimes when you want all your pencils nice and tidy in a row, that's great, but when you can't leave the house because you're not sure the oven is really off for 3 hours, that can get you hung up a little bit. So, and it's hard for parents too, because I think it, correct me if I'm wrong, but or at least like you said, with having children, well, the first thing it made me realize was like, oh, it made me be much more understanding of my parents, because it's like, hey, they didn't have all the answers either.
Yeah.
And so, you know, having kids of your own too, and knowing that I've struggled with some of that as I watch my kids, it's like, okay, is that a thing? Is that a sign to watch for? Or is that just, because, you know, kids also go through phases.
Yes.
You know, all of a sudden your conscience kicks in, and now a lot of different things change. So it's just, it's very nice to have a place that has kind of sifted through, if you will, it's not like having to read a legal document to find out where to start. You guys kind of took care of that and have made it very easily accessible to find a place for everyone to start at.
And I mean, it's not a catch-all, and it's not
going to be
for everybody, but, you know, this is the idea, is that, you know, we're informing the public about, you know, the nature and treatment of children's mental health in adolescent conditions, and being able to facilitate, you know, that early identification and treatment of problems. And then, you know, again, reducing that stigma. So, you know, we know that there's just a huge elephant in the room oftentimes when we talk about mental health. And so being able to break those down, and, you know, we want to encourage people to seek treatment if their children and adolescents need it, as well as themselves.
Sure. You know, and like you said, the stigma is a big thing, and it's not just for the person probably experiencing whatever they're experiencing with a mental health issue, but from a parent's perspective too. You know, you might worry that, like, well, if my child is struggling with this, what did I do wrong? Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes it's as simple as, hey, look, a different chemical balance in everybody's brain, and, you know, whatever the various things could be. So to help get people past that point of, like, hey, look, it's not about blame. It's not about what did you do then? What did you do then? It's just that, look, it's a problem just like any other problem in life might come up, and here's some resources that can help get you through it. It's nice because it's a thing that it does no harm having these resources. Do you do any speech therapy? Yeah. Maybe you could hook me up. We'll talk after the show. We'll talk. You can hook me up with a speech therapist. I chose the right job, you know. But it's one of those things that it's like it can only be a net positive gain without risking any negative to it. If it's something you need help with, it's there for you. And if you don't, then, hey, no harm done.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Well, thanks so much for having me today. And just as a wrap up, if you would like more information about how you can get involved in this campaign, or to request copies of any of the information, one, you can visit our website. That's going to be thumbhealth.org. Or you can contact me directly, Carrie Granz, with the program coordinator. And my email is tchpmore@gmail.com. Or they can call me directly at 810-895-2918 if they would like to request information for their agency or even just for their homes. This information is readily available for all of our community members here on the Thumb.
And that's great. And I'll just add once again that I was looking at your website, and it's very user-friendly, which is nice, you know, even for a computer dummy like me. If I can figure it out, folks, you'll be able to find what you need by visiting it, too. So, well, thank you, Mrs. Granz?
Yes.
Carrie?
Yes.
I meant to ask you that earlier before the show, too. Do you prefer Carrie, Mrs. Granz, Miss Granz, that girl that came in to talk to Nick, the new guy today?
Yep.
You know,
yep.
There's a whole thing to pick from.
Yeah, whatever you choose.
Very good. So, well, I think we're able to get covered.
Yeah, awesome.
It worked out good for you?
Yeah, thank you.
No, thank you giving me the chance to have this experience as well. You know, I think these kinds of things are great. You know, it's a great program. So, all right. Well, thank you again very much. And was there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope.
Okay.
That's all.
That's
thank
perfect.
You.
I will look at our time here. And if you give me just a minute, folks, I will bring up the log. And this would typically be right about the time that we would get your weather going. So give me one moment and I will pull that